Okay, let's get rolling into hour number three with Dr. Eric Carlstrom back. And Eric's with us a couple times a month. He is a remarkable authority on targeted individuals and sent me some pictures recently, which I ran, of people who have literally been burned, cooked by microwaves in their own homes by the so-called government. Intel, deep state, whatever you want to call it, satanic pawns, how about that? The idea that people can be burnt, and I couldn't believe it. Their legs were actually cooked on the outside. This is like putting it in a microwave oven, same thing. And it happens apparently all too often. Hello, Eric, welcome back.
Yeah, greetings. It's great to be with you, Jeff. It's a full court press, isn't it?
It is. It's a full court press. We are expendable. And never more than now, never more obviously than now. And this is the thinking of the globalist elite. We don't count. And if you've ever met any of them, and I really haven't, but I've read enough and watched enough sound clips. If you watch Klaus Strangelove Schwab, you can see that human life to them doesn't mean anything unless it's one of their own. They don't care about us. We're utterly expendable. We are useless eaters. You go back to Kissinger. We are expendable. That's the hardest part for people to think. Our government wouldn't hurt us. My doctor would never do anything to harm me. He wouldn't give me bad advice. The medical establishment in this country cares about people. It's dedicated to the Hippocratic Oath. Wrong, 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 and wrong again. Go ahead. What's on your table tonight?
Well, you know, Jeff, I've been, studying the phenomenon which we sometimes call gang stalking targeted individuals, which of course is much, much, much larger than those terms imply. In fact, right. It's a global war. It's a silent Holocaust going on. And, so I've studied this and put over 1700 posts on my gang stalking mindcontrolcults.com website. And of course I'm a target myself, which is why I was very, inspired to learn as much as I could, as fast as I could, to try to survive this onslaught of evil, and also to help others to survive it. And I, of course, in the process, as an academic who spent 30 years teaching, you always start with a literature review when you're opening up a new topic. So I read everything I could about it, and I ran into some fantastic resources. Dr. Ronnie Kilda, the highest medical officer in Finland, was one. Yep. Kay Griggs was another. Cheryl Welch,
I had the great good fortune to have Kay Griggs on the program. As I think you've heard the program that she did, a couple of them. Just terrific. What a great, great person. And we don't have enough great people. We just don't have them. We used to have a lot. And everyone that leaves us or is taken from us, there really are no adequate replacements. Once in a while, but like losing, come on, let's look back. Jim Mars. Jimmy was an astonishingly brilliant writer, researcher. Tex Mars, another one, as you mentioned Tex a lot. Patty Doyle. These are just people that I knew and were on this program and all of you cared about. And when they left, there was no one to take their place. We have people like Eric here, who is brilliant in his own right. Different accent on life, different approach, just as valuable. But when the big ones go, Eric, where do the replacements come from?
Well, really? Yes, and I think what is coming to clarity for me anyway, this last week or two, I've been going through a series of podcasts put out by a New Zealand journalist and targeted individual and activist named Susie Dawson. And Susie has now found asylum in Russia because the targeting was so extreme. She's just a single mom.
Oh, she went. She made it. She made it. Good.
I did kind of follow up, and the last interview I've heard of hers is January of this year, and she's been in Moscow. So this series that she did of 10 podcasts called Opening the Five Eyes, Exposing the Spies, between September and November of 2019 is really just a gold mine, a treasure trove for people who want to understand what this very, very evil program is, which of course is the modern version of COINTELPRO and the East German Stasi and the Phoenix program, et cetera. But she lays it out. And what I've been doing is transcribing some of her interviews. This is a brave
woman. Eric, excuse me, if she wants to come on from Russia, we'll put her on.
I'll see if I can somehow get in touch with her. She is doing a lawsuit against the spies, and she, in this 10-part series, the first program is really dedicated to looking at the architecture of oppression. She identifies with a whole series of very nice graphs, what the Five Eyes spy agencies are, and it's actually more than just Five Eyes. And of course, the Five Eyes are England, the United States, Australia, Canada, and New Zealand. But then there's the Two Eyes, which is just the United States and Israel. There's the other Two Eyes, which is the United States and Britain. And there's the Three Eyes, the Four Eyes, the Five Eyes. And then NATO gets involved. And then pretty soon it's the 43 Eyes. And then, then it's 100 plus nations that are all in this gigantic global spy network that is run ostensibly by the NSA.
And they're all spying on each other. And none of them have any idea that they're dupes. They're pawns. They just don't.
And they're all spying on us. And all of the data on us goes up and down this vertical structure that, goes into all the vassal states of the United States, Britain, like New Zealand would be a vassal state. And so all of this is to, of course, exploit and destroy these nations. And meanwhile, they want to take out the individuals in those nations that actually put up some resistance to the New World Order evil. And Susie Dawson was an excellent example. And, of course, they went after her with everything they had. And that woke her up, and she started, as a journalist, using her skills to understanding what's going on. It's like I say, I've been working on this for years now. I realized I was an active target. Maliciously targeted since 2013. I'm sure I was targeted before that. But one way to put it is it's the deliberate murder of a human being's life. Now they figured out how to go around the actual killing the body. But if you kill all the support systems of a person, you've cut them off from their relationships and their financial and work environment, et cetera, isolate them, and then all use all these psychological techniques against them, which of course have been perfected at the Tavistock Institute since 1918 and the CIA's MACI and MK Ultra projects. And then you add the electronic weapons, the directed energy weapons, the neuro weapons. So combine that to make psychotronic warfare against individuals. Now, Jeff, can you think of something more cowardly? Can't you even imagine something more cowardly than the greatest military intelligence complex in the history of planet Earth, taking all of its resources to bear and hundreds and thousands of operatives against one person? Because this is what they do. This is what they do when they target somebody like you. They have teams of teams that are committed to destroying an individual's life. And as is shown in these documents, so well done, she goes into all the Julian Assange and Edward Snowden documents and the actual JTRIG documents coming out of the UK, JTRIG standing for Joint Threat Response Intelligence Group, which is a subset of JCHQ, which is General Communications Headquarters, which is the NSA of Britain. And that they're all teamed up, of course, with the military Ministry of Defense over there. And she through their documents to show exact and their manuals. And then she goes and looks, she takes the work of another brilliant young computer guy named MC McGrath, who got online and went through a bunch of the LinkedIn data and found the CVs, the curriculum vitae, of the people who are actually doing the stalking. And they're often bragging about it and saying which operations they worked for when and who they actually targeted.
Really?
Which
A little bit of an interesting discovery. Yeah.
Oh, it's a very interesting discovery. So in the second of these podcasts, episode one was on the structure of the NSA Global Spy Network, which is all-encompassing. That's the Eye of Sauron, if you want an analogy. The second one is looking at the actual on-the-ground perps using their own CVs to identify them. And again, it was this young man, MC McGrath, who figured out how to get this data and put it in a big file, and then it was posted on WikiLeaks. And then, of course, he was hounded out of the country. Now, last I heard, he was living in Germany. So what we have here is a system of oppression, which is, according to Susie Dawson, and I'm going to quote from her tonight, because even though I've been working on this hard since 2013, I find her work so, so compelling in its ability to look at the big picture. What she sees is that we are under, our nations are just kind of fronts for what is in fact this transnational cabal, as we know. But she calls it the transnational military dictatorship, but it's ganged up with intelligence agencies, all of which now have become privatized. Remember when Gore and Clinton wanted to privatize government and make it more responsive back in the 90s?
More responsive.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Now NSA is considering itself a business. Its customers include Federal Reserve, Bank of America, the main corporations and banks. Okay, so that gives them access to all the data that NSA has, and it gives them input as to who should be targeted. So what we saw since 9/11 was all over the world, in the United States first, but everywhere else too, part of this, you know, transformation of the world so that the cabal gets everything is they rewrite the laws, and they rewrite the laws concerning this war on terrorism, and they redefine terrorism, of course, to mean anything that is considered a national security threat. Well, now national security means, with the Department of Homeland Security fusion centers that came up just after 9/11, national security means any threat to critical infrastructure, and critical infrastructure now has been redefined to be corporations and banks again. So
round and round it goes. Yeah.
So if you say anything that somebody in power doesn't like, you can be thrown on this terrorism watch list. And then the full force of this incredible machine, killing machine, it has a kill chain, it says, is the military and intelligence agencies working together. But not only in America, of course, they have their equivalents in Britain and in all the Five Eyes nations and in over 100 nations ready to this system to bear against this individual who is considered a risk. They consider themselves to be managing risk. Well, of course, the risk they're managing is risk to their power structure and their New World Order and their wealth and their plans. It has nothing to do with real national security or security of what you and I would consider to be the United States of America. So what we see is an institutionalized mass genocide, really silent genocide. What this has been going on for decades, but now it's ramping up because it is involving, it's becoming more and more of a for-profit business, according to Susie. And now these intelligence agencies and militaries want to contract out their dirty work to these private intelligence agencies and private security agencies who will do the actual stalking.
Plausible deniability, of course. We're not doing anything. What are you talking about? All sickening. You know, the number of people, Eric, who apparently, I hate to say this, apparently on the way to dying, early deaths, is large in this country. We seem to be the most vaxxed country in the world. I don't think that's a coincidence, number of people, in terms of the total population. These people are going to die in the next 2 years, year or two. In this fall and winter, we're going to begin to see cancers, heart disease, kidney, you name the disease, 30, 40, I don't know how many. you're going to see a lot of people become very sick. And the most evil aspect of this is that the medical establishment is going to get filthy rich trying to treat these people with untreatable conditions, because they've been given these shots and they're genetically changed and the genetics now are dictating their own demise, and the doctors can't do anything except take their money and give them prescriptions. That's what's going to happen. They're going to make a lot. Pfizer has already made, it's close to $1 billion now in 3 months of giving out their death shots. Almost $1 billion profit, Eric, in just 3 months. Excuse me, and this is going to be an ongoing vaccine syndrome. They're going to get, you got to have one every 6 months, every year. It's like when you market something, you want to market something that is a consumable. People want to come back and get another dose, another helping, another package. They like it. Well, this is the same kind of thing. It's a consumable. They're turning it into a weaponized consumable. People will have to get, or will be recommended to get, this vaccine every 6 months, 8 months, 9 months, I don't know. But it's going to be an enormous profit center from here on out for Moderna, for Pfizer, for AstraZeneca, and even for that most wicked. They're all wicked, but Johnson & Johnson seems to be particularly bad. They're making money. That's the game.
Well, I keep going back to the analogy that our friend Catherine Austin Fitz makes, you know, in her excellent videos when she says, you know, what are we going to do about the Beck brothers, referring to this Yellowstone TV series, which I never saw. But the Beck brothers were these people that kept doing all these bad things and killing people and getting away with it. And she makes the point, well, the people that are torturing and killing us are, we're paying them. We have a codependent.
We are absolutely paying them.
We have a codependent relationship with these people.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are we going to do with the Beck brothers? Well, thanks to, you know, I mean, and the Beck brothers just keep getting bigger and bigger, it seems. I mean, now you've got the whole medical, pharma, big pharma establishment in bed with NIH and Fauci and, this enormous bioterrorism effort, which comes on the heels of the even perhaps larger war on terrorism effort, which has been going really since the 80s, and right, was planned by the U.S. and Israel to take down the world, I think, you know, to establish this one world government, new world order, which we have to say, we have to see, is very much a Jewish world order, a Jewish Masonic satanic world order, an Antichrist kingdom, which coincides perfectly with Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030 of the United Nations, which, let's face it, the number one dominant country in the United Nations is England. And England, by virtue of, well, you remember Joan Vion, the very plucky Christian.
Oh, Joni was on the program dozens of times. She was great. Yeah.
She was wonderful, and I got to interview her a couple times myself, and I asked her some questions. She gave me some very useful answers. She told me that England has been controlling the United Nations really since the get-go, because in the original documents, all of the Commonwealth countries, which England once ruled as, you know, the empire, the British Empire, had obligations to vote with England. So one vote for England is actually 53 votes. The UN has England's, and the tribe, the Kabbalists, as your last guest called them, fingerprints all over it. And that is the prototype New World Government. And yes, they don't have a lot of use for the rest of us. In fact, they have tremendous hatred for us.
They would spit on us if they could in public. And they are essentially, in a de facto sense, constantly
angry. The one term for the gang stalking perpetrators is gangbangers, and it is a gang rape. These people get up every morning and they get paid to go out and destroy people's lives. And you know how many?
That's
of these
not an exaggeration, dear friends. Not at all. Go ahead.
No,
that's great.
These are people that are probably your next door neighbor, and they probably think that what they're doing is okay. And again, if you go back to these great episodes with Susie Dawson, where she talks with this cute young gal from Virginia, Elizabeth Mueller, and both of them were working on a Stop TPP activism movement 10, 15 years ago, TPP being Trans-Pacific Partnership, and therefore getting certain powerful people mad at them and getting targeted. And then they found each other when they realized that the same techniques were being used to destroy their lives, one in New Zealand and one in Virginia. Anyway, Elizabeth has, you know, just a cute gal and just obviously a very good-hearted person. So what you have is you have really lousy people going after really good people, in effect, with this program. And I think every day that these wake up and do the harassment and abuse and torture and, you know, the psyops, and these can be steady. It can be all day long for some targets.
Well, you mentioned the word abuse, and I go back to that CNN creep who called for the mental torment and abuse of anyone in your family or apparently your work circle, your friend circle, who will not get vaccinated. He called on everyone who has been to mentally abuse anyone who has not taken the kill shot. This is the job of an alleged professional journalism outfit? Come on.
This is very telling.
Joke. This is very telling. Very telling.
Yeah, and some of the computer network studies that I've seen regarding, you know, who's behind this, many of the corporations seem to have a department named Abuse. So I think all of the corporations are involved with this. You know, they're all,
They're all connected. You got it. Hold on a sec, Eric. I got to pause. We'll be right back with Dr. Eric Carlstrom. Very important discussion. Be right back. Okay, welcome back. Talking with Eric Carlstrom about this incredible situation we find ourselves in. We are essentially a nation now of targeted individuals. Whether you are getting vaxxed or you're trying to stay unvaxxed, the pressure on you, the targeting of you is unprecedented, and it's only going to get worse. Eric, go ahead.
Yeah, well, you know, Jeff, regarding that, I will just take a line or two from what Susie said. She, again, this journalist is very, very hardworking gal who was targeted herself. And she would make the distinction. She'd say, yes, of course, we're all targets now of the NSA. They're doing a mass surveillance on everybody. They're collecting everybody's data. And they're using that data, their, you know, computer with their supercomputers to do personality profiles on everybody. And to manipulate them with those profiles, with Cambridge Analytica types of research tools, you know, they can get a good personality profile just from your choices online in terms of your Google selection, et cetera. And so the smart scientists at Cambridge University have figured out how to personality profile everybody from our online digital footprints. But I must say, yes, we're all targeted in that way. But the people who are targeted, considered perhaps high-value targets or whatever, heart targets, like Susie and myself and Elizabeth Mueller, this is a whole different kettle of fish. They're waging war against us. They're trying to kill us. And they're using highly developed military and psychological protocols and operations and personnel and these directed energy weapons and neuroweapons, et cetera. So, yes, we're all targeted. And more and more, the same psychological abuse tactics that are used against we individuals who are hard targets are being, I think, applied to the masses with isolation, et cetera. That's, of course, is a torture. And, as you know, this whole COVID thing they've really ramped things up now with the vaccine. And it looks like, they've covered up what I thought was the greatest crime in human history, which is this targeting, with an even greater crime, which is genocide, mass genocide, it would appear. And we'll know pretty soon, I guess, what the health effects are. But yeah, this is not a warm and fuzzy bunch of people. These are the Beck brothers need to be taken down. They need to be held accountable for mass murder. And I'm afraid we're going to find these people in the head of the NSA, the head of the CIA, the head of the FBI, and right on down, people obeying orders.
Oh, yeah.
People saying, well, I'm going to go along and get along. And I guess I got compromised a couple of years ago, so what the heck, I'll do this too. We as a nation, I think, are fallen. What did the French historian say? You know, America is great because Americans are good. You know, the Alexis de Tocqueville did a tour. He's a historian in France. He did a tour of America in the early 1800s, and he wrote a book about this great experiment. He said, America is great because Americans are good. Well, you read the CVs of these scumbags that are doing the targeting. I mean, these people, you know, I don't know how to, I mean, they're not even human.
Yeah,
how
do you quantify a non-human? I mean, they're subhuman.
They are very subhuman. And of course, if you are a actively targeted individual like myself and Susie and Elizabeth, you see these people regularly, you know, and of course they are trained in how to abuse you and in very evil tactics. And it's kind of like you are in a completely controlled world, a little bit like the Truman Show, except instead of everybody smiling and being nice, everybody's right. Nasty. And again, you know, it seems to me the psychology involved is not real sophisticated. It's like, well, if you kick a dog, you know, 500 times, you know, he's going to get mad and mean, you know, he's going to bite back. And of course, if that is applied to a human and a human back, and the whole system then is ready to lock him up as soon as he responds in any sort of, you know, genuine way, then that you have a pretty good description of how the system works. They're pushing, 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 provoking, 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 abusing, 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 trying to get you to snap. And all of this, of course, is, you know, to me, comes right out of the Tavistock Institute of Human Relations, which was formed out of the British Psychological Warfare Division of the British Army during and after World War I under Sir John Rawlings Rees, Sir General Lord John Rawlings Rees, who was a good friend of, as it turns out, Dr. Ewan Cameron, who was present at the Nuremberg trial. So these guys are an in-club of psycho scientists who use their psychological knowledge to destroy rather than to heal. And we're looking at the systematic, over 100 years worth of weaponizing of the psychological profession and others. And if you look at these JTRIG documents that Elizabeth is pointing out in some of these videos, you know, there's the documents of the different academic disciplines in the that they use to bring to bear on how to deconstruct and destroy a human being. It's really quite amazing. One of the documents
It is really quite amazing. I look, the universities don't even understand how they're being used and what they're being used for. It's compartmentalized, okay, but it's all coming out of the universities for the most part.
Good point. Yeah, I spent my career at three universities, 30 years, you know, and of course, when you're in something like that, you may not see the bigger picture. Susie sees the big picture, and she says these are used by the intelligence agencies. They, you know, they actually, with their grants and their government programs, they're able to kind of reward these professors and these types of research, and then, of course, suppress these over here. Now, I was a physical geography professor, and my research was on paleoclimate. And my research actually shows that in the past, climates were much warmer than the present. And so what's happening now in terms of temperature fluctuation is quite small and therefore doesn't fit in with the, you know, preferred governmental narrative, the UN climate change or global warming narrative. So therefore, I had to be suppressed. And actually, I was, Jeff, in my career. I had a, you know, that's a long story, but I mean, I was, I've had lots of trials in my career. I persevered and I did make it to the end and, you know, retire as a full professor. But, there's a lot of manure thrown in front of me along the way, probably not uncommon. But it turns out that in the documents that these gals have recovered, there is actually, you know, documents saying they're targeting climate scientists. Well, that makes sense to me. You know, because they don't want honest climate scientists out there to wreck their narrative. Likewise, they would want to, you know, somehow remove or neutralize the real good biological scientists who are in a position now to say, you know, what's really happening with the vaccine. So what we're looking at is a group that, you know, intelligence, military, running the world for the international, transnational financial cabal, to manipulate the universities to feed the kinds of tools that they need to get their agenda done. And most professors would be much more focused on their own subject and, yeah, I got to do this to get this grant and I got to do this to get tenure. And they don't see this larger picture of how the whole profession perhaps is being used. But this is, in fact, exactly what happened with the MK Ultra research, where the CIA actually formed, had a huge influence into the formation of the fields of psychology, sociology, anthropology, the social sciences in general. And people like Dr. Colin Ross in his book Bluebird says that. He says this has never been acknowledged, the incredible impact of the CIA on these very professions. And in fact, they were weaponized early on. And most, you know, most people who are going into psychology would have, I think, positive, you know, motivation for, you know, healing people, but they wouldn't understand that, you know, that the profession itself was so tainted, or that it's being used in such a destructive way, because that is, in fact, what's happening right now. All of these techniques, these psychological abuse techniques are being brought to bear against, the world's population. Or the part of the population that the ruling elite doesn't want around anymore. So yeah, this, you can go through your whole life without knowing this stuff if you're in academics because you're specialized, you know. But
true. Yeah, very true. All right, let me ask you this. In this explosive, expansive TI period we're in now, and I include the vaccines as part of this whole torture and torment. It's a deadly torment. But what are we supposed to do about trying to reach the sheep who actually believe the government wouldn't hurt them? That's the biggest hurdle of all. Do we just write them off, Eric, and try to help those who want the help? Or do we try to reach out to those and say, hey, you're seeing less than half of the picture. Can we show you a little bit? Do we even try with those people anymore? I honestly don't think we should. It's too late. We have to take care of our own and those who want to be brought along up to reality. We got to get them up to speed. It's time to work on the viables. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think that we need to somehow come together with other viables and figure out strategies to help each other survive, you know, on an individual level and on a group level. In other words, those who understand the weapons that are being thrown at us, can hopefully brainstorm and figure out ways to protect ourselves and each sure. other from weapons. And I think your program does, you know, is a platform for that. And, you know, it can build from this platform. We don't know how much time we have actually, do we? It looks to me a lot like.
No, we don't. We don't. Every day is, special. Every day is, a blessing. Every day must be used to its maximum potential, even if it's relaxing. You got to relax thoroughly. Do it right. Don't just mess around and do it half-assed. Really do it right. Whatever you're doing, do it to the best of your ability. That's the truth.
Well, yes, yeah, indeed. Every day must be looked at as a gift. I personally think, Jeff, we have a beautiful world. I think God gave us a beautiful world. There's plenty to go around. I love nature. I've done a lot of outdoors.
Oh, we just need a major house cleaning. We got to get the garbage out of here.
We you know, the Club of Rome, you know, would always say things like, the earth has a cancer and the cancer is man. Well, okay, who's behind the Club of Rome? Well, it's these very globalists who want to reduce the population. Right. But there is a germ of truth to that. The earth does have a cancer, and the cancer is these Satanists, this death cult that wants to destroy the carbon-based life. I mean, how much more destructive could you possibly be than to say, let's destroy God's creation? and let's dim the sun like Bill Gates wants to do, knowing that our energy source is the sun. If you want to understand climate change, you have to understand the flux of solar radiation and how it's distributed. And here you got the U.S. government teaming up with Bill Gates and others to try to do what they call solar radiation management to block the counter global warming, which of course isn't occurring. We're now in a cooling cycle. And so, you know, the lies upon the lies, but we're dealing with the people of the lie. If you want to go to M. Scott Peck's book, you know, the people who lie as a strategy.
Yeah, I agree. Sure.
The sons and daughters of the father of lies, you know, as in John 8:44. We can't mask the fact that of who we're dealing with here. We know who we're dealing, at least some of us are aware of who we're dealing with. You know, it's not the Chi-Coms, it's not the Russians. In fact, they're outside of this 5A system. So they would be against this system. But we should all be against this Five Eyes system because it is ultimately a totalitarian genocide system. And that is the system that is running our nation, or what we think is our nation, or what we thought was our nation. So we in America have enormous amount of house cleaning to do. It could be impossible to get justice because the whole judicial system, the legal system, has been co-opted at such an extraordinary extent now. And as the whole targeting process proves, because no one really has been able to get justice. You know, just a few cases where targeted individuals have received some recompense for the abuse and tortures that were done to them, but not very many. And they're all settled out.
No.
So what we have is a monolithic system, which is rotten to the core. So we have a lot of good people in America and a governmental system which has been hijacked by a fifth column group or several fifth column groups, Trojan horses, which have been working hard, have taken over the country. We are a Zionist occupied state, just like so many others. And England, the United States, and Israel are the top of this Five Eyes global spy network, which is a military dictatorship.
Yeah, absolutely. When you talk to people, Are you? How many are you running into that are fighting within themselves to figure out this vaccine thing? In other words, how many are biting the bullet or drinking the Kool-Aid? What are your totals among your friends, your circle? You know a lot of people.
Well,
is it 50-50, or are most of your people aware now that this is not a thing you want to do?
Well, of course,
I'm just curious.
We have a specialized perspective, which unfortunately is, you know, we have an information base which is completely different from the information base which the masses would have based on mainstream media. So most of the people that I know in my life, like my family and friends, would be on the other side in the sense that they are conditioned by that other information base. And interestingly, one of the things that Susie Dawson points out in these amazing videos is that if you use information war against a country and I presume give different narratives to such an extent that people have such different beliefs they can't communicate, this is a way to destroy a country. And I think that is what is deliberately being done here. We're given different narratives. They're not compatible. And therefore, how can we even communicate with our fellow citizens? I think we're at that point. And I think that helps to go back to that previous point of yours, which is, you know, maybe there's a lot of people now that we cannot reach. And so we need to figure out ways to shore up the people that get it and help.
I really think that's where we have to put our energy. And all of you out there listening, you know, you've got your own people around you who have been vaxxed, some tragically without the proper information. How many of them have informed consent? They're not even being told anything in most cases. They're just being given the damn shot. The names have been written down. Goodbye. After the 20 minutes or 15 minutes, they're being observed to see if they're going to fall over dead or not. Then they're sent on their way. And then we're seeing this whole week has been all about the vaxxed passing something on to the non-vaxxed and making them deathly ill in many cases. This is not a joke. This is big. And it is a very evil bioweapon that has been concocted and turned loose on the planet. And I don't have any answers. All I have are more questions. But we're getting there. We're picking up more information, even if it's anecdotal. It doesn't matter. And the more people who report these things, the better. So I know Erica Kahn is monitoring this very closely, as are others, and we're getting reports, and the reports are pretty damn frightening. So there we go. Targeted individuals.
We saw this coming down the pike, of course, and within you know, last year about this time, or even in February, people like yourself and others who had been studying these things, you know, could see what was coming down the pike. We have been proven to be right, I think, and more data is supporting that. And yet still the masses, or the majority, I think, are, on board with, you know, the Trump scene or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
I would call it the next Nazi Frankenshot or the kill shot, you know, because if you are a targeted individual, you understand the malicious, nature of the operations. You understand the hatred, that is underpinning this. And if you study, as Tex Mars did, our friend Tex Mars, the Illuminati and the Masons and, the tribe or the Kabbalists, as your last guest put it, you understand where that hate comes from. It's in their texts. It's in the Talmud. It's in the Kabbalah. It's in, it's what they grow up with. This seething hatred of God and man. And as I was saying earlier, I mean, I've had a fortunate life. I've done a lot of hiking, climbing and skiing and was a boatman on the Colorado River. And I've done a lot of things that convinced me that God gave us an incredibly beautiful earth and that our best shot is to be good stewards of it, take care of it, and keep it in as good shape as we can, and that for our culture. But this particular tribe wants revolutionary change always. It's the World Revolutionary Movement. It wants everything, and it wants to remove So it's a zero-sum game for them. It's they consider themselves humans and gods, and they consider us beasts and insects. Well, this is not acceptable. This is not acceptable. We're not beasts. We're not insects. In many cases, we're much smarter and work harder than they do. But they operate as a spider web. They operate as a collective. They don't, we're individuals. They're a collective. So while we're bees or flies, they are the spider web. And, we, most of us are not Jew wise, in this country. We need to be very quickly realize who's behind these operations. Who's the advisor to this politician? Who's the, you know, there's just countless numbers of stories of people in the background who are manipulating things and have been for decades. We have to step up and we have to take out the Beck brothers. It's, and that's the plot of Yellowstone, apparently, according to Catherine Austin Fitz. They said, okay, well, you know, we're going to have to kill you. And then before that, they asked him, well, you know, why did you do all this stuff? And they, the Beck brothers said, well, nobody stopped us. Well, we better stop.
That's a very profound and right in your face statement. That's the truth. Nobody stopped us. That's why we did it. That's how we got away with it. How long has this series been on? I've never seen it. I don't watch TV.
I don't watch TV either, you know, but I think it was last year, according to some interviews I've heard.
So it's a hit. It's some kind of a hit, then, I guess.
You know as much as I do now. The analogy is what I was going for, you know, the Beck brothers, the bad guys that keep killing people, and the fact that they, you know, they're living amongst us, and they get away with murder, and we let them, and we have a codependent relationship with them. So we need to think strategically to survive. You know, we're good survivors when it comes to going out and hunting and fishing, maybe, but this is a kettle of fish. We need to think strategically against a group that has been thinking strategically how to take all the marble and destroy all the opposition, has been thinking along these lines for thousands of years.
It's in its third season. I just found out. It's Kevin Costner is the, I guess, the primary star. And it, or okay. One of them.
I like it. But I don't watch TV either.
No. Well, assume they're on site there in Yellowstone, and they got a lot of good geography, speaking of that, to film as backgrounds. And so, but they're actually, they kill a lot of people on there. Is that the deal? Remember Dallas, the series? People didn't kill people then. I guess now they just kill people.
There were scoundrels, there were thieves, but they, you know, it was much more moderate. But now we're talking abuse. Now we're talking torture.
Oh, these
now,
are snuff shows. That's what they are.
And there's a voyeuristic component to the targeting. They love to watch. It's just like the Truman Show when everybody, remember that naked guy in the bathtub of the Truman Show who's just getting off watching the Truman Show?
No.
No, I missed it.
I should probably watch it again, but I don't have time, so maybe one day.
He's actually the real life sicko who wrote the story on which the movie is based.
Yeah. Funny stuff. Eric, thank you. Great conversation as always. You take care, and we will talk in 2 weeks.
Thanks so much. Good night.
Okay. Good night. Dr. Eric Carlstrom, one of our great family of friends and colleagues here. And you are all included in that description as well. Back tomorrow, Friday night, Madeline will be here, and we'll see what else I can put together between now and then. So let's see what happens with Madeline Gerwick tomorrow night. See you then.